Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, rolling into the happier happy hour, and I'm happy to announce I got another fine guest. He is Matt Rothschild. We call him Batman. He is the vigilante of good governance. He is here from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Matt, before we get started, I gotta tell the audience a little secret. If you don't hear hour two, and you might not know, you're thinking, well, this is hour two. No, this is hour three. If you missed the fine interview with James Santel, our fine guest and co-devil for the entire hour two that you may or may not hear on your local affiliate, darnwi.com, find the podcast. That one's going to be worth a listen, as well this one. If you miss any part, go back, listen to the podcast this weekend. Matt Rothschild, welcome back, man.
Hey, Crudy. Yeah, Jim Santel was great.
Yeah, always appreciate you answering the call, man. Your segments are usually fair to middling at worst, stellar at best.
You're hurting me here.
No, man, you're great. Matt, you came down to the world headquarters, the University Avenue Studios of Devil Radio, but you were quick to point out to me there's a man traveling today, and you wanted to talk about him. He's Special Prosecutor Michael Gableman. Where is Willy Wonka?
Yeah, you were just talking about Gableman before, and he's in Utah today. I hope we're not picking up the tab for that, we Wisconsin citizens. He travels to Utah for a conference today put on by a group called Utah Patriots, one of these far-right so-called patriot groups. You know what they stand for on their website? God, family, country, and purity. We fight to keep the
purity.
Country pure.
Sounds What's like, purity mean?
Sounds like Putin. And you know, and then you go down their website and they
are they for denazifying Ukraine
or Utah? I mean, you've got this ugly stuff on their website. I'm looking at UtahPatriots.com right now. Here's one poster they have up. I'm thankful to have grown up in a time when boys were boys, girls were girls, and no one was dumb enough to be confused about it. And then they have one about lives matter. If you have to put a color in front of those two words, lives matter, you're a racist. So that gives you a flavor of this group that Michael Gableman is going to speak before in a matter of hours now in Utah.
Now, I noted that his attorney, I think the guy's name is James Bopp, one of the Doodle Bops, perhaps. But I noticed that Bopp gave sworn testimony before the Assembly Elections Commission, Janelle Branchon and the Boys and Girls, and in attendance was his own client, Gableman. But Mr. Bopp directly contrasted, let's just say, Gableman's opinion. Now, I think Bob's got his own conspiracy theories, but he said effectively, you cannot decertify the last election. There's no legal remedy here. Well, that had a sting. I mean, if you're my attorney and you're sitting there in a sworn testimony circumstance directly contradicting me as the client, I mean, I'm the special prosecutor.
Right. And I'm paying your salary, so what are you saying here? Plus, Gableman's in Utah to talk about decertifying elections today. That was the topic that they were advertising him for.
Now, but he's the speaker.
Yeah, he's the
Gableman
speaker.
Gableman is going out there to give a speech, yeah, not just
Oh, yeah, he's one of their highlight speakers out there.
Now, the other one was, Tina Peters, the lady from Colorado? She was the elections clerk that apparently gave access to the to the computer codes on her computer. She has, what, been charged with felonies?
Yeah, she's in a bit of a legal hot water over there.
Excellent company he's keeping.
Yeah, it's, you know, he just likes riding the right-wing circus. But yeah,
Lindell out there, Mike Lindell, crackhead CEO of MyPillow, is he part of this big?
He wasn't advertised yet. He'd be a surprise guest, but you never know. I mean, that's the circle that Gableman is traveling in.
I hear it's very difficult to obtain crack in Utah. Allegedly.
And, you know, James Bopp, you were mentioning, he's not a Wisconsin lawyer. He's an Indiana lawyer. He's a right-wing lawyer who's been filing lawsuits for years and years, sometimes comes to Wisconsin to practice. But, yeah, they imported him. Gableman imported him on his investigation. And, you know, Speaker Voss suggested that maybe they should withdraw these subpoenas. I think this was a classic example of Voss wanting it both ways, because if they withdraw the subpoenas that Gableman submitted and Voss signed, Voss was saying we can go prosecute these folks, you know, after we get a Republican attorney general.
Man, not to interrupt, but I'm going to do it. I found this to be very fascist.
It
Voss
is.
Was on a Wausau-based radio product, and that's a pretty righty-whitey radio product they do up there. And he said, effectively, elect a Republican attorney general, and, you know, all this dirt Gableman's digging up, will prosecute. And I took this as a threat of future fascism. I didn't think he wanted it both ways. I thought, effectively, you know, this whole crap about, well, if we subpoena you, you're immunized against prosecution. So if we just roll back the subpoenas, what I saw this was sort of step one in the plan to roll back the Wisconsin Elections Commission. First, you find a Republican AG, then you throw a besmirching charge against them. Whether or not it sticks, whether or not there's a conviction, that doesn't matter. That's the justification to put a partisan election administrator, and under my math, Voss's math, they think it's going to be a Republican wave.
Sure.
And it's going to be Doug LaFollette's office will be the vessel.
Sure. I mean, that's the long range plan. The only reason I said he wants it both ways is if they withdraw the subpoenas, he can finally get rid of Gableman and tell Gableman to get lost. And he will say, the reason I'm doing this is we want to be able to prosecute these guys next time. Because if Gableman subpoenas these folks and they testify, as you just said, then they would be shielded from prosecution later. So he could have it both ways in that kind of way.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can't have it both ways. Not beer and liquor, so we're sticking to liquor. It's quicker. I got the finest.
It's a happy hour.
It's Batman, Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And I promise he's a co-devil. We'll take your calls this hour. Your Friday grievances, they are welcome here at 844-967-2789. Got Evan lightly screening. So anyways, we'll get to calls eventually. Where does this end? What is the end game for Voss and the Republicans on the, you know, the decertification efforts? I mean, so what? You change some future legislation and maybe Rebecca Clayfish successfully signs it as the next governor. To what end? I mean, they set the rules on the last election and Trump still lost. To what end?
Well, if they can have a partisan decide who won the election, regardless of what the actual vote total was, you know, they can, you know, we'll be like Georgia. You know, they can just decide, well, guess what? We're handing this to our Republican candidate. I don't care what the vote count was. We think there was something wrong or something shady going on, so we're just going to decide for ourselves, either the Secretary of State or the legislature itself. And I think you're right. I think they're betting that Evers is going to lose. They're betting that Doug LaFollette is going to lose, and they'll destroy the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which they created, the Republicans did in 2015. And then,
well, to replace the Government Accountability Board, they also destroyed because they had the temerity to investigate Scott Walker.
Right, and to cooperate with a special prosecutor because Walker was violating the law on the books that said you can't coordinate with outside groups. And he was not only coordinating, he was hustling money through these groups and then telling them what to do.
Because Scott Walker asked.
That's right. So, yeah, I think the long plan here, the end in view for them, is to gut the Wisconsin Elections Commission and set up a system whereby they, as Republican partisans, can select the winners. And I think, you know, some folks like Jim Steinke, who was the majority leader under Voss.
Retiring.
Wasn't game for that. One of the reasons I think he's happily retiring right now. And I'm not sure that you know, the senator was Republican senator who was head of Kathy Bernier, who was head of the Senate Elections Committee,
retiring.
Yeah, was up for this kind of game. And
but they don't stand there courageously. And
she has, though.
She has been courageous as she heads towards retirement. They're not there to fight another day. It's like, oh, man, you know, our party has gotten so crazy. We're abandoning ship. We're, you know, heading back to greener pastures.
And the ship's just going to get further right as a consequence.
Oh, it is. There are no moderates left in the Wisconsin Senate, certainly. I mean, perhaps Luther Olson was the last moderate.
Well, Rob Coles is a moderate, a decent guy, but very quiet.
Rob Coles is, wasn't he supposed to be a Democrat?
He was thinking of being a Democrat, but he's run as a Republican, got elected many times up in the Green Bay area. He voted against the campaign finance bill, which was terrible, that the Republicans put through. He's had some good statements. He had some good statements on January 6th. I have it on good authority that he pushed the Republican caucus to finally issue a statement in the afternoon of January 6th saying this isn't kosher, what you guys are doing there, storming the Capitol and beating cops up with American flags and trying to upend our electoral college. So he's a decent person, but they're few and far between up there on the Republican side.
Matt, I saw that Tim Ramjam Rantham was at the Assembly Elections Commission hearing, and he looked like he was smoldering. How does his campaign go forward? At least, you know, I realize there's still a shred of Gableman red herring in the future, but when Gableman's own attorney, when this BOP guy says, in sworn testimony before the very elections commission, that committee that, you know, Brantham's drawing his strength from, when the guy says there's no chance this is going forward, isn't he also saying that about Rantham's candidacy?
Yeah, but is it going to have an effect on the folks that are going to vote for Rantham? And the question is, how big is that group within the Republican Party? They don't care what James Bopp said. You know, they're going to come out, and because they've been drinking this Kool-Aid now, you know, every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they're going to come out and go for Rantham because he is parroting the big lie and carrying, you know, Trump's suitcases around. So you tell me how big that group is. I don't know.
Matt? Perhaps there are three sorts of Republicans these days. There are the Fifth Avenuers. You know, Donald Trump could shoot a man on Fifth Avenue. They'd still vote for him. Those are the Ranthams. And then we've got the, the never Trumpers. And I don't think we have any of those in the Republican gubernatorial field. And then we got sort of those tweeners, those people that, I don't like Democrats, Joe Biden and gas prices. Or they can go embrace the autocratic leader. Well, I think Donald Trump still is the embodiment of the Republican Party, but on a state level. I mean, it's not going to be Trump, but Trump is on the ballot. Certainly he is. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. I got the finest of guests. He's Batman. We're toasted to a happier happy hour. You can be a part. Join us. 844-967-2789.